This is WLRN News. I'm Sammy Mack. Nobody does quirky news stories like Florida does. As 2018 comes to a close, we're taking a moment here in the South Florida newsroom to reflect on the stories that tickled us or left us shaking our heads. We asked the news staff to record some thoughts on the only in Florida news that stuck with us.
I'm Christine DiMatte, morning anchor for WLRN, and anyone who knows me well knows that I am a total horror movie fan. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, just love Stephen King, just love every sort of horror movie imaginable. So, as you can imagine, I was very interested in the news in May 2018 that about 7,000 people who live in Lake Worth received a power outage notice that also included a warning about zombies in the city, and also zombies in Terminus. And if you're a Walking Dead fan, you know exactly what that is. Now, city officials released a formal statement that there was indeed no zombie activity in Lake Worth, which is good news because I love Lake Worth too. I mean, the L-Dub is a totally cool place. To the best of my knowledge, they never did find out who was responsible for that message. You know, I'm going to bet even money it was Daryl Dixon. Seems like the sort of thing he would do.
I'm Nancy Klinginer, and I cover the Florida Keys for WLRN News. Back in September, the Club Internacional de Football Miami, or Inter Miami, our new soccer team, unveiled their new crest. And it has birds on it that are standing back to back with their legs interlocked. And these birds are great white herons, which is really cool because that's an only in South Florida bird. But it's also a little weird because in bird world, it's not even considered its own species anymore. John James Audubon, the naturalist and bird painter, first identified the great white heron in the Florida Keys in the 1830s. And in 1938, the federal government even named a national wildlife refuge, Great White Heron National Wildlife Refuge, which still exists in the Lower Keys. But in 1973, the American Ornithologists Union decided that the great white heron was not really a separate kind of bird. It's a subspecies of the great blue heron, which is really common all across the United States. That means people who keep lists of the different kinds of birds they see, and some people do this competitively, can't list the great white heron. The team says they pick them because they're tenacious, stoic, and intelligent, and strike with fierce accuracy. The president of the American Birding Association told me he thinks that's cool.
Hi, this is Alejandra Martinez, and I'm the associate producer for WLRN Sundial. I'm new to South Florida, and among the dozens of things that I have learned about this region, one of the most interesting and coolest professions I have come across is a mango expert. A mango doctor? I mean, my love for mangoes has always been serious, but never to the extent that it is here in South Florida. This delicious tropical fruit has people climbing up trees to get the best batch. And it even has a mango doctor conducting genetic research to create the perfect one. The mango of the future.
Hi, I'm Bridget O'Brien, producer of Morning Edition and the Florida Roundup at WLRN. When it comes to Miami politics, I thought I could no longer be surprised. Enter Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. She was one of the many candidates running for the highly sought-after South Florida congressional seat left vacant by Ileana Ross Leighton. But before her bid, Rodriguez Aguilera appeared on Spanish language television to drop a bombshell revelation. She said that as a child, she was abducted by aliens. She described the extraterrestrials as tall and full-figured and said they spoke with her telepathically. Still, the Miami Herald's editorial board endorsed Rodriguez Aguilera in the Republican primary for District 27, saying she was the most qualified candidate of the bunch. The editorial endorsement conceded, quote, "We realize Rodriguez Aguilera is an unusual candidate."
I'm Alexander Gonzalez, a producer here at WLRN. What I'll most remember is that there's actually a dark side to mango season in the summer. WLRN reporter Dana Rivero spoke with a doctor from Jackson Memorial Hospital, and it turns out they get patients that have accidents related to mango picking. Most of the accidents are falls, and sometimes people get electrocuted by power lines found within mango trees. So next time mango season rolls around, ask FPL to trim your trees or bring a friend to help. And if all else fails, maybe wear a helmet.
Hi, I'm Katie Spitalski. Broward County reporter for WLRN, and also a frequent Florida apologist. So there was a little thing that happened this year. You may have heard of it, an election recount. Ballot counting took Broward's elections office days after other counties had finished. A lot of the country was asking if we can count in Broward. And the recount numbers didn't even match the original count, because somewhere in the Lauderhill elections warehouse, 2,000 some odd ballots got mislabeled and misfiled. To top it all off, the office missed a state deadline by 2 minutes. 2 minutes!
I'm Nancy Klingener, and I cover the Florida Keys for WLRN News. One story we did this year was about Conky the flamingo. Conky showed up at the Navy base in Key West, and he wouldn't leave. And that's a problem because big birds like flamingos can get sucked into the engines of Navy jets, which is very bad for the flamingo, obviously, and also could crash an $80 million Navy jet. So the folks from Zoo Miami came down and they captured Conky, and then they wanted to release him. And the state said, no, that's a problem because they're not native birds. So Conky ended up inspiring a scientific study to show that flamingos, which were definitely in Florida in the 1800s, were in fact still in Florida, and that the ones that you see in the Everglades or the Florida Keys are not escapees from Hialeah Racetrack or elsewhere. Conky ended up being released into Everglades National Park. Flamingos live in South Florida.
Hello, I'm Luis Hernandez, and my weird news story of 2018, if you can call it that, is something that hit quite close to home for me because it's happening in Kendall, not far from where I live. So earlier this fall, health officials found that there were raccoons that had rabies. I try to stay as far away from raccoons as possible. Then they also found an otter that had rabies. Yes, a Florida River otter with rabies. Those cute, adorable little creatures that float around on their back. By the way, rabies itself is not something to laugh at. It's quite serious. And if a human being is bitten by a creature that has rabies, they better get medical treatment as soon as possible. Either way, now I walk around Kendall. I'm watching out for raccoons, and now I'm watching out for otters.
I'm Katie Leprey. I'm WLRN's engagement producer. The story that's stuck in my mind right now, it's actually about a tiger that showed up to prom at Christopher Columbus High School in Miami. The Welcome to the Jungle prom wasn't exactly about Guns N' Roses. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. There were some jugglers with fire, and then there was also a tiger on the dance floor, and it was kind of just sitting there in this tiny little cage. A video of the tiger surfaced on social media. There was a lemur and a fox and parrots as well. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA. PETA got involved, and the principal did end up giving an apology. That's one you'll remember, one for the books.
Hey, I'm Danny Rivero. I'm a reporter here at WLRN. Earlier in the year, there was a video that went viral of a horse being trotted in the middle of Club Mokai, which is a nightclub in Miami Beach, with a woman with a thong on. The lights and the music start going crazy, and the horse starts flipping out. And he bucks himself, and turns out some people were injured, and a lot of people, they said that it was animal cruelty. And the city of Miami Beach actually felt the same way. They temporarily shut down the club. They fined it over $12,000. The owner of the club issued an apology, actually bought the horse. Apparently now he keeps it at his own ranch. It's just the perfect Miami Beach story about the excesses of nightlife. I hope the horse is not forced to listen to EDM right now.
Hey, I'm Chris Remington, and I am the producer of Sundial. I moved to South Florida in April. One of the first things I did is I took a trip to the Everglades. And I remember somebody telling me there are these giant Burmese pythons that are eating all of the animals in the Everglades. I was like, well, that's completely insane. They're not from here, no natural predators. So to get rid of them, they are literally paying people to be python hunters. $50 for anything under 4 feet, and then $25 a foot as it grows in size. And I know they just captured a 17-foot one, so that guy probably did pretty well for himself. I don't know if I could do it. A lot of them, most of them actually don't go with weapons. They just go and wrestle them themselves because it's, you know, a challenge to do it. And I don't think I have it in me.
My name's Terrence Shepard, and I'm news director at WLRN. I'd like to talk about a story that happened back in August. I'll read the headline for you. This Florida senator didn't like the Miami Herald's coverage, so she called the cops. Here's the story. Incumbent Democrat Daphne Campbell appeared at a candidates forum in North Miami Beach. According to a police officer who arrived on the scene, Campbell called the cops because she was being threatened by a woman wearing a floral dress. Miami Herald reporter Sarah Blasky. So at a press conference, she called the cops on a reporter. The police arrested no one, and Campbell lost the primary election.
Hi, everyone. This is Alicia Zuckerman, editorial director at WLRN. Some of the stories I've been thinking about this year come from The Plantain. That's the South Florida satirical news site. But sometimes when we're talking about the news in South Florida, it can be really hard to tell what's satire and what's not. As somebody who takes public transit here in South Florida, this story in particular caught my eye. Miami-Dade County will run buses on time as Art Basel performance piece. Now, the irony of this story is that Art Basel makes everything a traffic nightmare, and the buses are actually a lot less likely to run on time during Art Basel. It was a great headline. Happy New Year.